AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Matt Piper in New York at the courthouse where Donald Trump will be arraigned today. Across from this courthouse is a park where supporters of the former president are now gathered. Blue, red, and white flags adorning his name. Red Make America Great Again hats worn too. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is set to lead a protest here this hour. Trent Galloway is here from Atlanta.
Wanted to be here to see A, what it drew, what kind of people, what the atmosphere was, and then ultimately probably just in support of Trump in a sense that I really think this is kind of a sham.
With more on the arraignment, here's my colleague Stephen Portnoy.
An arraignment is typically a short, straightforward legal proceeding. It involves a defendant being read the charges against him, then entering a plea before a judge sets conditions for release. But the initial appearance in the People versus Donald Trump will take place amid unprecedented security and with unusual accommodations made for the defendant and for the Secret Service. There'll be no handcuffs for Trump and possibly no mugshot.
Donald Trump himself might not even see these supporters of his as he's expected to be taken through back doors of this courthouse hours from now. I'm Matt Piper in Lower Manhattan. Now with more CBS News, here's Monica Ricks.
A big ceremony today to celebrate Finland joining NATO. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
NATO has now expanded even more, which is exactly what Vladimir Putin didn't want. Russia will now share a border with a NATO member state that is more than 800 miles long, while right next door, Sweden is also seeking to join the alliance.
President Biden also welcomed Finland today in a statement saying, "Today we are more united than ever." Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's former chief of staff, Roy McGrath, is dead following a three-week manhunt. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In a statement, McGrath's attorney called it a tragic ending and said McGrath never wavered about his innocence. Hogan issued a statement saying, in part, "We are praying for Mr. McGrath's family and loved ones."
In Chicago, voters are picking their next mayor.
In Chicago's runoff election, former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis and Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson have been busy doing some last-minute campaigning, Vallis stressing public safety.
That's ultimately going to be my legacy as mayor.
Johnson says he's done a lot of community work in his current position.
The city of Chicago wants a leader that can bring people together.
That's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reporting. If you have watched The Last of Us, you may want to stay away from Nevada. The CDC just identified a lethal drug-resistant fungus there that's becoming a major risk for hospital and nursing home patients. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland.
News in a Moment is brought to you by Janet Protasiewicz for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Vote for Janet today. Paid for by Janet for Justice.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin reported 10 confirmed tornadoes last week, and now more potential severe weather is on the way. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha also could get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Rain or freezing rain expected in central Wisconsin. Further to the north, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain with a second storm system moving in tomorrow. Once that system moves out, Milwaukee and other communities along the lake could end up with an inch and a half of rain. If you suffer with allergies, health officials say this year is ramping up to be worse than last year. Now through May is considered pollen season. Experts recommend closing your windows and changing clothes once inside to help reduce exposure. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I'm honored to introduce my two guests in the studio right now, Ms. Dawn T. Simanko. And she is the president and CEO of the Lupus Foundation of America, the Wisconsin chapter. And Ms. Latice Reed, who is on the board of Lupus, Wisconsin chapter. And so good morning to the both of you. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's good having you guys on. And I was saying to you, both of you guys, right before we came on, I remember as a young man, and yet believe it or not, you see all this, you know, I was once young. But contrary to what you see, I was once young. But anyway, back in those days, I remember in kindergarten, there was a young person who had lupus, and a young child, and never knew what lupus was, but I knew it wasn't something that was a good thing. And as, you know, the years went by, I also remember seeing others in middle school and high school who had lupus. Tell us a little bit about what lupus is.
Well, lupus is an autoimmune disease where something goes wrong in your immune system. And your immune system is the thing that protects you from bacteria, viruses, things that can impact your body.
COVID-19.
Right. Exactly. And so what happens is, first of all, I'm an educator. So auto means self. When you have lupus, your body basically turns against itself, and it's not just taking out bacteria or viruses. It's turning against the organs and your healthy things in your body.
So let me ask you then. So I'm not even pretending to act like I know anything about those things other than, so your white cells, which are there to fight off those things, are impacted and affected by lupus?
Yes. So like they could be overactive. And so then all of a sudden it's just attacking everything that's good and bad in your system.
Now going back to when I was a young boy, that was almost a death sentence at times.
That's correct.
So what about today?
The treatments have improved. In 2011, the first drug was developed specifically for lupus. And it's just treatments have gotten better since then. Over 50 years ago, my mother passed away from lupus complications, so I know firsthand how bad it was in the early 70s. You know, as we feed money into research and raise money for research, treatments are getting better.
So you are the president and CEO of the local chapter of the Lupus Foundation. Let's talk a little bit about what that's like.
So we deal with all the calls that come in. A typical call is a scared mother whose teenager was just diagnosed with lupus. We run support groups throughout the state for our lupus patients and many different educational programs. We have a patient assistance fund that Latish helped develop. So if patients are really in need help, we can help at least 10 a year with a $500 for something lupus related that they need. We educate folks in the medical schools as far as bringing in lupus experts every year, trying to keep lupus in the curriculum. The worst thing is for a lupus patient to go to an emergency room and they don't know what lupus is.
So is it safe to say there is no cure as of yet for lupus?
There is no cure. No, there's no cure. So, you know, that is why research is so important. And we're proud to say at the local level this year, we are giving away a $50,000 grant for local research. Those applications are out now. And then 10% of everything that we bring in, that goes for national research. So it's one of our priorities.
So what are some of the signs that will lead people to think that something's not right? And how young can you see those signs?
So the average diagnosis is between 14 and 44 in your childbearing years. 90% of those with lupus are women. So, research is really, I think, targeted that statistic. And, lupus patients just, they go through a gamut of different.
So for me, I was a young teacher, and I was doing my thing, decided I wanted to start exercising, as we always do.
That's why I met you in the school.
Yeah, so I was going to the gym in the morning, and all of a sudden I realized that my wrists were really hurting. And I thought, oh, maybe I'm holding on to this treadmill wrong or something. And it just kind of kept hurting, got worse and more intense. And then the next few days, I literally started feeling like I was hit by a Mack truck. And I would, exercise is supposed to give you energy. But I would get to school and literally want to put my head on the desk. And that's not good when you have a class of 36th graders in front of you. And so we just kind of kept going. I just developed sores and weird things started happening with my skin. And then ultimately, I ended up in the emergency room.
So yours didn't manifest itself until you were
about 26 years old.
26 years old.
However, over when I was younger, I've never been good with light. So light sensitivity is not good. So patients that have lupus, a lot of times you will see them with umbrellas because the light causes problems for them.
You know, it's clearly, when we're talking about that, is it that it took so long to find out, to diagnose it, to find out that there weren't enough research going on all those decades prior because of all the other different diseases and lupus just happened to be one?
Right. I think that what has happened is, for a lot of people that have lupus, it does look like a lot of other diseases. And oftentimes doctors will say, oh, you have this. And then they'll start treating that and it doesn't address lupus. And then a lot of people go a while without an official diagnosis.
So lupus is hereditary?
It can be. It's familiar, we call it. It's often in families, but it's not necessarily.
So it can skip a generation or two.
Right. So my mother had lupus. I don't, but her sister did. So it often jumps around.
Yeah, so, going back to talking about when I was a young boy, and even as a young man, I remember reading about lupus being something that occurred more in people of color. Is melanin have something to do with it?
I'm not sure if it's specifically melanin, but when I was diagnosed, I did a lot of research. And, of course, that's what I learned. And I'm like, oh, great, I hit the lottery. And so my whole time of having lupus, you know, I really thought it was mostly people of color. But what's interesting is we live in Wisconsin. And so when I joined the board, I realized that, you know, this was impacting people all across the state. And as you know, well, Milwaukee and Madison have the highest concentration of people of color.
Right.
But we have events and we have support for people all around the state. And even when we come to the walk run that's coming up on May 13th, we will see all walks of life. We will see men that have lupus come, and I've had the opportunity to talk to different lupus, we call them warriors, at different occasions. And so it does impact everyone, but it definitely does impact people of color more.
So how would one, you got your child and you know something's just not right. What are the signs?
Extreme fatigue.
For a young person.
Extreme fatigue.
Yeah.
Pain, unexplained joint pain, skin problems.
So, you know, and that's really up to the doctors too. You know, yep. If you see these things, some signs that you see with your child, best to get them in as early as possible. Is it safe to say that?
Yes.
I would say, too, to Dawn's point, this idea that research, keeping the curriculum, keeping the understanding of the disease in front of doctors is important. Because then again, I had the best rheumatologist in the state.
So I got to get you to hold that thought because we've got to go to a break. My guest is Ms. Latish Reed. She's on the board of the Lupus Foundation of America, the Wisconsin chapter, and Ms. Dawn T. Semenko. Mm-hmm. She is the president and CEO. They also were one of the lucky ones to win our $1 million advertising sweepstakes, and I'm happy you guys will be hearing commercials soon on these airways. I'm glad to have them in the studio. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Every family has one. The Smother.
Holy why!
Hi, Erica.
This is my daughter. I baked her in my tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My 24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My24.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 47. Easterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 47. Cloudy. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Ms. Latice Reed. She is on the board of Lupus Foundation of America, Wisconsin chapter, and Ms. Dawn T. Semenko. She's the president and CEO of the Lupus Foundation of America, the Wisconsin chapter. So I don't know. This is certainly not, is it getting bigger? Is it impacting and affecting more people than it did early on before, you know, it was diagnosed?
So I'm not sure if it's different, but I know that from some of my research, and I think on our website, it says about 1.5 million people are impacted by lupus in this country and 5 million worldwide.
So there are different medications now that they've created that and make living with it a little easier?
And I think diagnosing it is getting easier. New tests have come around. So
I have a nice little cocktail of things that I take in the morning, a handful of meds that kind of keep me afloat. And so one of the things also that is important is to monitor your environment. And that one of the key things is stress. And I know everyone's like, oh, we all have stress, but stress really impacts people with this illness in different ways. Stressful situations could literally cause a lupus flare. And a lupus flare is when it's very active and you can really feel it. It's present. You go and you get your labs and everything in your blood work is all wacky. And you can pretty much trace it back to stress.
So living with lupus today is a lot easier than living with lupus 20 years ago.
Well, I wasn't living with, well, no, man, I, 20 I years say, ago. I did.
Because of the improvement in medicines and research and all of those things, you would think that over the years it would be a little easier.
I think one thing to remember is that there's no cure, right? So we're treating the symptoms. You're not treating the disease at all. So, you know, taking the different medications and most lupus patients take anti-malarial drugs, which of course helps for malaria.
But they're also expensive.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's just through chance that, you know,
they work.
They use those, that, you know, it helps with fatigue and joint pain and rashes and inflammation. And they take immunosuppressants, which, you know, brings down their immune system. But then it's a balancing act, because if they get an infection or COVID or something else, the drugs that they're taking are bringing down their immune system. They have nothing to fight it with. So it's a big balancing act for those patients.
During COVID, it had to really be, COVID and what it did for people who had immune issues and immune problems. It was kind of like a death sentence almost for people with immune diseases.
So I in a lupus community, I have friends that have it, and I love it, because all I have to do is send them one or two text words and they know exactly what I'm feeling or going through. But during that time, a lot of us were really concerned, and we did take extra precaution, and we were, when they said that there was the vaccine, we were all it was all important to us to get vaccinated and just make sure that we were being protected, because as Dawn was saying, something that's already deadly is going to be bumped up to the 10th power with someone who has a low immune system.
You know,
or an overactive immune system.
Well, you know, like I said, when I first heard about you guys and what you're doing, and Johnny mentioned to me if I would consider having you guys on, the answer was automatically yes, because I do remember and recall when you used to hear about it. And lupus is not one of those things that you're going to hear on the evening news or the commercials about all the other things that you hear and all the other different illnesses. Lupus is one of those things that, you know, probably in the ether, right?
The two biggest things, I think, is our patients don't look sick.
And do I look sick to you?
No, absolutely not.
And it's very difficult to understand.
You actually look bubbly.
I know. Look, this is because I've been in the bed all day yesterday to come here.
but I will say to you that adults having it is one thing, children having it is something altogether different, right?
Mm-hmm. So I have one of my sorority sisters called me last year, and her daughter, I think she was like 15. So it was just a lot, because kids are 15, they're teenagers doing their thing.
So let me do this, because we're up against the break. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I'm joined by Dawn T. Tomanko. She is the president and CEO of Lupus Foundation of America, the Wisconsin chapter, and also Ms. Latisse Reed, who's on the board. 844-967-2789 is the number. When we come back, we'll talk about a march, a walk that you guys have set up in the coming months. We'll be right back.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Protesters are now starting to gather outside Manhattan Criminal Court in New York, where former President Trump will be arraigned later today. This supporter's from Atlanta.
Wanted to be here to see, A, what it drew, what kind of people, what the atmosphere was, and then ultimately, probably in support of Trump, in a sense that I really think this is kind of a sham.
The NYPD, state and federal law enforcement will all be on high alert throughout the day. Trump's arraignment is scheduled for 2:15 p.m. Eastern. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed Finland into the alliance today as its 31st member.
31 flags, flying together as a symbol of unity and our solidarity.
The U.S. confirms an ISIS leader has been killed in a strike in Syria. CBS's Vicky Barker has details.
The target, Khalid Eid Ahmed al-Jabouri. U.S. Central Command says he helped build ISIS and was responsible for planning attacks in Europe.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News in a Moment is brought to you by Janet Protasiewicz for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Vote for Janet today. Paid for by Janet for Justice.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The New York Times calls it the most important election in America this year, and it's happening today. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide if the state's high court will lean left or right for the next 2 years. There are several other decisions for voters to make, including amending the state constitution to give judges more leeway when setting bail. A special state Senate election could give Republicans a supermajority in the upper chamber. Civic Media's coverage of election returns begins tonight at 8. Wisconsin has a new law aimed at curbing reckless driving. Governor Evers signed a bill into law yesterday that'll let police impound cars for reckless driving if the owner has unpaid fines for reckless driving already. In sports, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. The Bucks are at Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court. Ladies need to rally up and use your voice. Should be a woman's choice to make decisions for your body. Vote Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court. Spread the word around, April 4th, let's all vote. We need someone to represent and give us all hope. For public safety and protection rights of all people. Janet Protasiewicz guarantees she treats us all equal. Let's vote.
April 4th, 2023. Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop, 50-50 raffle,
all right, I won,
and 100 envelope wall. Go to oasisprojectwi.org/splash. That's oasisprojectwi.org/splash.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Get past the people, get past the hitman!
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am joined by Dawn T. Semenko. Is that right?
Semenko.
And she is the president and CEO of the Lupus Foundation of Americans, Wisconsin's chapter. And also Ms. Latice Reed, who's on the board. And we're talking about lupus and what it is, the impact of it. Let's go to the phone lines. And Davina from Nashville. Hey, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hello. Thank you for having us. I just wanted to make sure that we don't miss some key points as we're listening to this conversation. I'm really excited that it's on your radio show this morning. So I want to start by saying, Dr. Latice Reed, you've missed a key point here.
Yes.
You are listening to Dr. Latice Reed.
Okay.
She has shown herself to be resilient and productive in the face of her chronic illness. She's taught women the value of rest, all while getting a PhD, raising an outstanding son, and being a valued voice of people in color. So I want y'all to make sure you say Dr. Latice Reed.
I stand corrected, and I'll accept my lashes after the show. So go
ahead. And just know that she's doing all this, and she's writing a book. So y'all buy her book. Hey, Dr. Latice Reed, good morning.
Good morning, Davina.
Because we were at the same school together. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm done. I just wanted you to remember who you were talking to this morning. I just wanted you to know that you was on the radio with greatness, and I felt like we was missing a key point. Because if you can be restful, trying to get your rest and get a PhD and feed your son and save the world, you got to tell the people.
Well, I saw her interaction with children, so I stand corrected. Thank you. All right, so let's talk about what you guys do. You've got something called a walk to end lupus now. Let's talk a little bit about what that is.
So it is the morning of Saturday, May 13th at Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. And registration is open now at lupuswi.org. So come on, join a team. Join Letitia's team. She's a team captain. All pre-registered participants will receive a T-shirt on that morning. Registration online is open through May 10th, and then registration on event day opens at 8 a.m., and the kickoff ceremony is at 9:40, and the walk is at 10. We pretty much have it wrapped up by noon. So it's 2 miles. We have a band, close enough. They've been there 20 of the 21 years. This will be the 21st year. There's children's entertainment, face painting, art projects. There's a fire safety talk at 9 o'clock. Decoration station for their teams to come and decorate their signs. And they can fill out some Why I Walk signs, telling people why that they're there and who they're supporting. We have a light snack. And it's fun for all. It's a great place for our lupus warriors to come together, united in this common cause.
So one way or the other, I will be joining you guys. I'm putting it in my calendar right
Yay!
Now.
Yay!
It's not that important. But I will be joining you. And I think that, you know, I got to thinking back. I had a friend who had lupus and many, many years ago, and he succumbed to his illness. And that may not be as you know, doesn't happen as much as it did then.
It does. Oh, yeah. And I would just want to say first, thank you so much, Davina Powell, for calling and acknowledging the work that I've done while being a lupus warrior. So we are in a better place, but people are still not making it because of this illness. And so the work that the Wisconsin chapter of the Lupus Foundation of America does is super important for awareness, and particularly when we talk about being a more equitable society. As I was driving over, I was thinking, hey, this is a disease that impacts women. It impacts people of color. Again, we need to put the spotlight on this illness and make sure that everyone is aware of what's happening with people that have it and the support they need. She talked about our patient assistance program. So we're talking about people that might be working every day and all of a sudden they're in a lupus flare, can't go to work, and they can't pay their rent. And so this our foundation, in particular our chapter, is really focused on ways that we can provide some support and relief to.
So clearly raising money is at the root of what it is you guys are doing. When you're talking about research and the cost of research, you know, cancer research is one thing, heart research is another, but those are dollars piled on top of dollars on top of dollars piled on top of dollars. But something like lupus, people aren't aware of and probably struggle to get the financial support necessary to make this happen.
Absolutely. Even with our patient assistance program, there might be some kind of something that can help them be in a better space. But, you know, they're struggling. And the information is critical. Being able to have our office staff so that when someone calls and they don't know what to do and they don't know where to go, we need to be able to support those people.
So, I mean, people don't even know you exist, right? I mean, people who have this illness, and that's why it's good that you're on. And
absolutely.
And that we'll be running commercials on the station in the coming days and weeks to make sure that there are people who are aware of it.
Absolutely.
Yes. May 10th coming up is World Lupus Day. It's also put on Purple Day. We do have a proclamation from the city of Milwaukee making May 10th put on Purple Day. So we encourage everyone
to put on purple.
Yeah, we encourage everyone to put on purple and most importantly, tell people why they're wearing purple.
You know, you said you lost your mom to lupus.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take before they realized what it was? Has she been ill?
Well, I think she developed lupus after having me, which is something we commonly see as a hormonal change in a woman.
Oh, so you can develop lupus.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So so she was sick. I was 5 years old when she passed away, so she had lupus that they knew about 5 years. But again, this is way early 70s.
Right.
So, yeah.
So we also, like, the environmental elements can bring it on too. So sometimes people could be on a certain medicine for a while and then all of a sudden lupus shows up because as a result of a particular medication. It's a really tricky, mysterious disease because you don't know what exactly has caused it. Or as Dawn mentioned, it can show up at a different time. We're outside of the common time. So
yeah, and there's actually four kinds of lupus. So the most common is SLE, which is systemic lupus erythematosus, and that we see the most. There's cutaneous lupus that is just affects the skin, and that happens in some of our patients.
So like seal has that.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
The entertainer seal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And then there's drug-induced lupus, can be brought on by a medication, but that can usually go away. And there's neonatal lupus, which the mother had lupus and gave birth, and then the child has lupus, and that usually goes away. But the most common is the SLE, the systemic lupus.
So when you talk about, again, I want to make sure that people are aware, you talked about the walk in Wauwatosa on the 13th of May at 8 a.m., but you also talked about a major one in Madison.
Yes, so this will be the 10th year for Walk to End Lupus Now Madison, and it is on September 16th at Fireman's Park in Middleton, and we're excited to celebrate the 10th anniversary of that this year.
So when doctors aren't aware of this, I mean, just to even comprehend that, and because that's really, as you stated, would you say a million and a half people, maybe?
Yeah, about 30,000 in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 1.5 million in the United States and about 5 million worldwide.
Yeah, so it's still an unusual disease. It's a rare disease.
It is,
so to speak.
What I would say too also is that when we talk about the disproportionality of it, so maybe we don't always listen to women when they are giving you symptoms and those kinds of things.
Well, I've been married to the same woman for 40 years, so
well,
I do listen.
That's good,
yes,
Earl. Absolutely.
Yes,
Mrs. Ingram, you've done well. But, okay, sometimes, you know, when we're talking about the health care system, and then when you're saying people of color that may not have the financial, the best insurance, and they're complaining of symptoms, and people aren't listening to them, that's where this particular intersection of female, woman of color. That's why we're not getting the attention that we need.
Well, I mean, they've got to run all these tests. And while they're running all of these tests, you know, it's not like they say, hey, did you check for lupus? Right? I mean, okay. it's certainly something that they're not checking for the blood test right away. It takes time for them to find it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I do want to give a shout out to the best retired rheumatologist, Dr. Mary Cronin, who was my doctor, and also my co-captain. Letitia Dawson is my co-captain for my team. But Dr. Cronin was just one of the best. She recently retired last year, but this is someone that's extremely knowledgeable, has trained doctors all across the country to make sure that they are equipped with what they need to be able to address this illness.
So as we start to wrap this up, we got about 3 minutes. What do you guys want to say to the listening audience?
I would like to just say we would love to have you come out to our walk run on May 13th. As Dawn mentioned, we are at Hoyt Park. We will start registration at 8 o'clock, and we will start at 10. My team is the Black Butterflies, and so please go to the site. Feel free. If you can't come out, you can donate to any of the teams because we have a goal. What is our goal, $75,000?
Yes.
So let us exceed our $75,000 goal this year.
So how does one donate?
You can go to the website. How does that work?
So they can. Yeah. They can go to our, it's lupuswi.org, and they can click on the link for the walk, and right there they can donate or join a team. It's very simple.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I'm really excited about what it is you guys are doing. You know, anytime you can preserve a life, right? Or get people's lives to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing the Lord's work. And so congratulations to you guys. How long have you had the Lupus Foundation in Wisconsin?
We will be celebrating the 50th anniversary in 2025.
Wow, 50th anniversary. Well, thank you. As I said before, I will be there in one capacity
Yay!
Or another.
Yay, thank you.
And looking forward to it.
Can I just shout out Regina Boston Dixon? Come on.
You certainly can, doctor.
That's right. Thank okay. you. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Ingram.
We gotta go.
Davina got you together, didn't she?
Yeah. Right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripescast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov. And watch for deer.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
isolated thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 47. Winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 47. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, Mama?
Yeah,
because I got my shaking room on the
face. Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. Now, I want to say this. I began the show talking about the today's date and the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King 55 years ago. Today, a peaceful man lost his life to violence, and the impact that had on my life has shaped the person that I am. And, you know, Dr. King lost his life at 39 years of age, 39. And I used to always, you know, wonder, had he lived, right? Had he lived, you know, the impact that one life would have had on all of us. But I always want to get people to hear different excerpts from Dr. King, because it's easy to say, well, I have a dream, and Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, and this is what Dr. King stood for and all those things. But you know, Dr. King was a man who was evolving, and certainly when you lose your life at 39, you are in the early stages of who you are. And so if my life was ended at 39, I would have been a foolish man at 39. You know, I've had some time and been blessed and thankful to have had some time to look at life through a different prism. But when you look at life through the prism of the, and you know, early years, there's so much more that comes with life. And it's why every time I work with young boys and talk to them and spend and have dedicated my life to working with them, is to get them to see what life can be. The essence of what it's about is not losing it before you even get a chance to be old. The beauty of the life is when you get a chance to grow to be old and get a chance to enjoy what life really is. You know, here's something that's as simplistic as, you know, moving from winter to spring to summer. The beauty of that, you know, it's we take those things for granted. Well, Dr. King, the beauty of who he was. And so when I hear people say, we want to make America great again, we want to take it back to the way it was, I always say, hey, I was around. And some of us don't want to go back to the way it was. It wasn't a good place. It really wasn't for some of us. And so, you know, when you hear people say, well, people are angry, they're upset because they're losing their place. Well, you know, they many were in a place where there were some egregious things going on. And so a man like Dr. King, who mobilized people, who was able to challenge the nation at a time when the nation was headed down the wrong path, and to do it in a non-violent time, never raised his hand, was beaten with clubs, dogs sicked on him, and arrested and just having to endure all of that, and not by himself to organize people, children and women and men, the young and the old, to take all of that in, to suffer all of that indignation, and never so much as raise his hand or his voice to address what we know was probably one of the worst chapters in the history of this nation. That's who Dr. King was. So when I hear people say, well, you know, Dr. King said, I have a dream. Yeah, Dr. King talked about having a dream when he was in his early 20s. Towards the end of his 30s, he was talking about the dream becoming a nightmare. But 55 years later, I am honored and blessed to be able to have a platform that I can talk about what today is, because I rarely think that there's anybody else anywhere else who's going to be talking about the 55-year anniversary of the assassination of one of the greatest men who ever lived. So anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always, man. Couldn't do it without you. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive healthcare services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención. Pase lo que...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.